An estimated 8 million tons of plastic are dumped into the oceans each year. So in the next decade, there could be 1 pound of plastic for every 3 pounds of fish in the oceans. Disposable plastics such as water bottles, plastic containers, bags, and straws contribute to the ocean pollution that can destroy ecosystems and endanger marine life. Now, let's not forget about our water resources for places far from the coasts. The Missouri and Platte River are two primary sources of drinking water for many in Nebraska. And those are also suffering different types of pollution. Brad Parks is the conservation educator for Washed Ashore. The Washed Ashore Project creates powerful art that draws all ages and teaches environmental conservation. He also wants to create awareness of the river system's pollution.
This problem is something we all contribute to.
Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea, is an art traveling exhibit, and it is on display now at the Laurison Gardens here in Omaha. The complex giant life sculptures of marine life are all made completely with ocean waste from the southern Oregon beaches.
So what's a better way to do that than art? Art can inspire, and that's really what our mission as Washed Ashore as a nonprofit is, to inspire action. We want reflection. When we are creating the sculptures, like the shark behind me, we're looking for things that not only can be used as the medium, so can be used to depict a sea creature like this, but also can really relate to individuals. So you'll see things on the exterior of each piece that you can use in your daily life. So there's toothbrush. There's flashlights, there's kitchen utensils.
Sand toys, flip-flops, and things that we don't imagine can end up on the seas. And we all contribute to that problem, according to Parks. 50 years ago, the U.S. passed the Clean Water Act, with the goal of ensuring fishable, swimmable water across the United States by 1983. A recent report from the Environmental Integrity Project, or EIP, states that the country has fallen far short from that goal. In fact, about half of the nation's lakes and rivers are too polluted for swimming, fishing, or drinking. Since the 1700s, the Missouri River has been one of the world's largest lead-producing places. Today, the river watershed faces severe lead contamination, standing a serious threat to human health and wildlife, especially to mussel and fish populations. So far, the EPA has stabilized lead mining waste piles upstream of the river, and it has initiated the cleanup of many residential properties in many impacted areas. Back at the Laurison Gardens, eye-catching figures are spread out in all the buildings. These sculptures start with a metal frame, and then are designed with the water waste materials collected. The design is selected according to the colors and materials available. And none of these creations are painted. Leah Ruby, artistic director for Washed Ashore, says that everything is restricted by limitations and strengths.
Some plastic is difficult to find, like pink plastic. And a lot of volunteers collect this medium for us, and a lot of volunteers help build the sculptures. The lead artist designs panels that volunteers can make, and then those panels are affixed to the armature.
In itself, it is a combination of available materials, designs, and most importantly, the goals for conservation. And to minimize our impact, we can eliminate disposable plastics that are not necessary for our daily habits. For example, if every person in the United States uses 5 fewer straws each year, we could save more than 1.5 million straws from landfills and our oceans. Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea, went up for display at the Laurison Gardens last week and runs through May 14. For more information, you can visit laurisongardens.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.